And here's another story we found interesting in the Washington Post Sunday magazine. Giving birth is one of the most mundane and extraordinary things a woman can do. Medical and technological advances in the past century have eliminated many of the risks, and the U.S. has one of the lowest mortality rates in the world. And while the majority of women in the U.S. give birth at hospitals, some choose to have their babies at birthing centers, where close care from midwives provides a low-cost, comfortable alternative to busy and impersonal hospital settings. But rising insurance costs, shrinking Medicaid payments, and other challenges are threatening many birthing centers, including Washington, D.C.'s Family Health and Birth Center. The center's founder, Ruth Lubick, joins us now from Chicago. She and her center were profiled in this past Sunday. We're also joined by Fong Lee, who wrote the article, A Labor Without End. She joins us from Berkeley, California. Ladies, thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, Ruth, you opened the Family Health and Birth Center in 2000.
Yes.
With a grant from the MacArthur Foundation. How did you become interested in midwifery?
I became interested because of my own birth experience and in 1959. I was a nurse at the time, but not a midwife, and had a wonderful experience with a very forward-looking obstetrician who said to me, "You know, your husband can be with you in the delivery room if you would like." There was husband participation available in the labor room, but not as a general rule in the delivery room. But it was just a very meaningful experience because my husband and I were left alone with our new son for about an hour to do what today is called bonding with him. And it just made a big impression on me.
So what are you trying to accomplish with the birth center? What do people experience at the birth center that they don't in a traditional hospital setting?
You know, Michelle, the difference to me between midwifery care and obstetrical care or the traditional kind of conventional care is that midwives really take a lot of time to try to give the mother and the family control of the process. In other words, when a birth takes place in a birth center, if I would hear one of my staff say, "I delivered her," I would say, "You what? You attended her while she gave birth." And that's a whole different approach and mindset. Who is the star here? The mother is. And we're trying to take this concept now to low-income African-American families, because it was in 93 that I got the MacArthur so-called Genius Award and decided that I would really like to go to Washington, D.C., to try to see if we could address the country's worst outcomes, because we do well in terms of maternal survival and so forth, but we are not in good standing when looked at in terms of the developed nations of the world. We're only like somewhere between 20th and 25th in infant survival.
Fong, you wrote about the struggle that Ruth has had in keeping the birth center open all this time. Tell us about that.
Yes, the problem seems to be malpractice insurance as well as the reimbursement rates. The center has a budget of about $1 million. About $500,000 of that comes from Medicaid and private insurance reimbursement. And the malpractice insurance premium this year is $250,000. So basically, Ruth has to raise an additional $500,000 every year to keep the clinic running.
Wait a minute, the malpractice insurance payment doubled in a year?
Yes, in just 1 year.
Wow.
We saved the system more than it cost us to operate, but we see none of it. There's no payment for performance. The savings all goes to the insurance industry, if you will. So we're caught in a squeeze. But it's not only we who are caught in the squeeze. It's all maternity care providers, to the point where now it's generally considered to be a crisis in maternity care.
Fong, you wrote about the financial crunch that not just Ruth's birth center is facing, but apparently this is nationwide. Tell me more about that.
Yes, it's nationwide, and just this month in May, the Tacoma Women's Health Center shut down when its physicians group owner folded the midwifery practice. And at the end of this month, the maternity center in Bethesda will deliver its last baby at its Bethesda facility. Both of these
practices. And if I could just clarify, both those practices had more affluent patients, clients than Ruth's did.
Yes, and they were both in business for more than 20 years. And so to see them close, then you look at Ruth's Clinic, and it serves a less affluent community, and it's only been in business since 2000. And we've also seen this in terms of hospitals. I spoke to Larry Smith, who's the director of risk management for MedStar Health, which includes Georgetown Hospital as well as Washington Hospital Center. And he told me that basically their OB unit is run as a charitable institution. If the hospitals really wanted to make money, they would just cut out the OB unit. In terms of MedStar, OB is 3 to 4% of their business, but it represents 16% of their medical malpractice claims. But hospitals, unlike birth centers, can afford to have their OB units lose money, partly because they have other facilities that will make more money, such as heart surgery or their kidney unit, whereas birth centers, that's all they do.
I'm speaking with writer Fong Lee and Ruth Lubick, who is the founder of Washington, D.C.'s Family Health and Birth Center. Fong, I did an informal survey among my women friends who were all pregnant at the same time I was. My twins are 3.5 years old, and among that, there are 5 of us who all delivered around the same time. Only one of us has an OB who's still delivering babies. If that's the trend, and Ruth was talking about this trend, who's going to deliver the babies?
Well, that's true, because most medical students don't want to go into OBGYN. It's a losing business. You're on call 24 hours a day, and you're not making that much money. I know a lot of OBGYNs have also switched to just being GYNs because they don't have to deal with the high medical malpractice insurance.
There are those who would argue that the issue isn't necessarily poor outcomes. It's what happens when there are poor outcomes, which is that some people would argue it's our legal system that really is in need of reform. Do you have an opinion about that?
Well, I think that it's something that we would benefit if all of us sat down together and looked at it. When I said to our insurer, you know, why is this going up this way? He said, well, you're part of the whole national pool. So it's not that we ourselves deserve it, but we're treated as part of the whole system.
I hope it's not rude of me to mention that you are 80 years old.
No, I'm proud of that.
And still working very hard. And you mentioned that your son, Douglas, was born in 1959, which was
right.
A very good year, if I do say so myself. Mm-hmm. Do you think that when he is your age, that the birth center will still be here?
Yes, I do, because there is really an infrastructure in this country, and this is what I'm trying to get to the attention of the Congress. There are 42 birth centers in 19 states that are serving 50% or greater medically underserved populations. And if you only look at it from that point of view and these discouraging disparities that there are between our African-American families and the remainder of the population, I think that birth centers and midwifery provide an answer to this problem.
Thank you, Ruth.
You're welcome.
That was Ruth Lubick, founder of the Family Health and Birth Center. She was the subject of the Washington Post Sunday Magazine article on May 27th. We were also joined by the article's writer, Fong Lee, who joined us from the studios at the Graduate School of Journalism at UC Berkeley in California. Thank you both so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.